Our next speaker is, I believe, Stacy Sewell is going to come up here. She's going to, let's make sure I can make sure the clicker works this time. She's going to talk to you a little bit about petition for discretionary review and motions for rehearing. She was appointed as the 15th state prosecuting attorney in December of 2016 after serving as assistant state prosecuting attorney for 5 years. Before that, she actually worked for the Attorney General's office, worked as a staff attorney in our court, and from 2005 to 2011 was the staff attorney for Judge Michael Kiesler. She is also the CLE chair of the State Bar Criminal Justice Section Council. She has frequently spoken for the University of Texas Continuing Legal Education, TDCA, and of course the International Outlaw Motorcycle Gang Investigation Association, which exists, but not in Oregon. So she is also, in her spare time, she enjoys being a high-performance driving instructor. So she is just, she's a woman of many talents. And so I will turn it over to Stacy, who is still over there. Come on, Stacy Sewell, everybody, let's give it up. Thank you so much.
So before I go into anything, I was going to wait till the end of my talk, but given the news about Jeff Van Horn, I wanted to invite you all later. It's our centennial celebration for the Office of State Prosecuting Attorney, and we're going to at least meet for drinks in the bar downstairs after the close of the day's events, and we would like for all of you to join us. To celebrate with us, Lisa McMinn, who was the previous state prosecuting attorney, will be there, and Jeff Van Horn had intended to be here. So let's get excited about petitions for discretionary review and motions for rehearing. And this certainly, you know, I feel like paved the way for this in talking about direct appeal work. So where do 99% of all PDRs start when you are marooned on Loser Island after losing in the Court of Appeals? In the very rare instance, about 1% of cases, somebody who has won either on harm or prejudice or something will want a merits issue reviewed and still petition to the CCA. But most of the time, you're starting as the losing party. And our office always starts as the losing party. So PDRs are very important because you're really your last resort to get some favorable outcome for your case or your client. So what are the basic things that you need to know to avoid and doing the PDR? First thing is calendaring your due date for 30 days, either after the opinion was handed down, the Court of Appeals judgment was issued, a timely motion for rehearing, or a timely motion for en banc reconsideration. Here's a new rule change dealing with the identity of counsel and parties, and I'm seeing that a lot of people aren't really keeping up with this right now, but right now you're supposed to also include the firm name, telephone, and email address of the parties, so that's a new addition to add to your parties list. So what must your PDR do? It must specifically address the Court of Appeals opinion and how it's going to affect the state's jurisprudence. And so instead of looking at what happened in the trial court and how the trial court erred, you're now looking at how the Court of Appeals erred and how that's going to affect the jurisprudence for the state and why the CCA wants to take up that issue. Got a great Judge Cochranism here. What the PDR is, and there's 2 points to pull out of this. It's a highly polished small jewel that invites the reader to request a view of the entire necklace, not a lump of coal, that merely repeats the direct appeal brief. And so again, you're not reiterating the same things that you did in the direct appeal. But also note that she says a small jewel, which means it's kind of the appetizer before you get to the briefing. So you really want to make sure that it's succinct and captures the court's attention, and it's not going to be your full-blown briefing. But you certainly want to make sure that you have gamed out all of the issues that you intend to raise or that are going to come up within your issue to make sure that your ground for review is going to be broad enough to actually cover that. So discretionary means that you are going to have to work very hard. The court does not have to accept your case. It's discretionary. They are very busy. They're the busiest court in the country. So you're going to have to work very hard to get them to want to grant your issue.